Rick, thank you for not ghosting this interview.
Hey, Nelson, how's it going?
I'm good, man. It's good to be with you. I imagine you've been ghosted at one point. Is that what led you to starting this website?
Yeah, I have been ghosted at one point, but that wasn't the main reason why I built this website at first. The initial reason was I wanted to upskill within my field of software engineering, and I wanted to get up to date with the latest technologies. And I thought, hey, why not solve a problem while I'm at it, right? So
you start the website, you start small, but it's such a common experience. Yeah. I imagine people flock to it fairly quickly.
Yeah, definitely. I initially posted about it on Reddit and this website called Product Hunt. And yeah, people went into it fairly quickly and started posting their stories. It's quite nice to see, and it makes me happy that people find it valuable.
Yeah, what do you think the value that people get out of it is? Is it an opportunity to vent, reclaim their strength?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the submissions, actually, they reached out to me via email, and they actually said that it's quite euphoric to be able to kind of let go and release that kind of frustration about being ghosted. And it's also a way for them to kind of vent about the process, especially at this job market.
Oh, I know. It is tough. Is there a story that stands out of all the ones you've filtered?
Yeah. There's quite a bit of horror stories out there. Thankfully, I have not experienced before. But yeah, some of these folks have really gotten it bad. I think the common theme amongst all the stories is that they usually kind of do 3 to 5 interviews. And sometimes they get flown out into the office at the employer's, at their expense, not even the employer's expense.
Oh,
and
seriously?
They just get ghosted after that. So that's crazy.
What was the longest flight you've encountered in your time on the website?
I would say probably most of my submissions would be in the States.
Yep.
So it's mostly 2 to 3 hour trips across the continent. And yeah, that's basically it.
And they never hear back.
And then never hear back. It's crazy.
Wow.
Sometimes they have to buy their own accommodation as well and book a hotel for themselves, and all of it at their expense, not even the employer's expense. It's quite crazy if you ask me.
Yeah, it is. It seems like you're keeping the bastards honest to some extent. Do you do people name the companies?
Yeah, they definitely name the companies. You can actually, in the website, you can specify which company it is. And you can actually mention the website of the company as well, so that people know who it is that's ghosting.
Wow. And do the companies ever respond? You know, like on TripAdvisor, sometimes the hotel will respond after they've had a bad review. Do people do that on the website?
No. No company has done it so far. They do have the option to do it. I'm just not sure why they're not doing it. I think I'm not big enough. It's not a big enough website for them to actually kind of go into and reply to these posts, but it would be very nice if they actually do respond.
Yes. How would you like to see employers ideally respond if they see the names pop up on your site?
I would say they would just have to respond with grace, and I would guess that the best way to do it is that to handle it with professionalism, and that they own up to what they've done. And from there, they can just respond to these candidates on their end. I think that would be very nice.
Do you have a message to those who are job hunting? Should it be like dating? And if you get, and I know this very well, and if you want to start a spin-off site, I've got many stories to contribute on the ghosting front. Do you think people should just move on? Or what do you think their response should be if they're ghosted?
If they get ghosted, I would say just keep applying to jobs. That's the only way to move forward, really, and go out, touch some grass, relax, and everything will be okay.
Or do what you've done. You're an entrepreneurial fellow.
Yeah.
You've gone out and made your own.
Make your own company.
Oh,
that could be the way to go too.
Rick, you are an inspiration, my friend. Thank you again for making the time, and I hope that, I mean, in an ideal world, one day you can shut down the website because employers,
they'll
respond. Get an automatic email.
That would be the dream. That would be the dream. Rick, every job seeker would be happy.
Oh, Rick, you're doing God's work, my friend. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you, Nelson, for having me.
No worries, man. That's Rick, the creator of Ghosted.com. If you've ever experienced ghosting by employers, maybe share your story there. You might meet some like-minded crew, some fellow friends, Ghosted.com. Who knows, you can get coffee and discuss your shared experiences.